From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California. Lawmakers here say they are on the verge of a deal to close the state's massive budget deficit. Whatever happens, California's finances are likely to be central to the legacy of one man, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Some people now wonder whether the governor underestimated the depth of the problems and overestimated his ability to solve them. As part of our series California in Crisis, John Myers of member station KQED has this report.
I did not seek this office to do things the way they've always been done. What I care about is restoring your confidence in your government.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger made that pledge in his inaugural address, Californians were angry at the state's crumbling finances. So much so, they had fired the incumbent governor and looked to Schwarzenegger for a fresh start. And yet, 6 years later, the state faces an even worse fiscal crisis, one created on Schwarzenegger's watch.
He is seen as part of a system which isn't working for Californians.
Mark Baldessari conducts polls for the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. This spring, the governor's job approval rating sunk to 33%, his lowest ever.
For the average Californian, it seems very much like business as usual, whether it's Governor Schwarzenegger or somebody else.
That cynicism is striking, given what Californians expected of the larger-than-life movie star who promised to clean house.
They wanted the Terminator, but at the same time, they also just wanted things to work in Sacramento, so they didn't have to hear about it every night on the news.
Rob Stutzman is a former deputy chief of staff to Governor Schwarzenegger. He calls it the Arnold paradox, a demand that Schwarzenegger be both the slayer of the status quo and a consensus builder, a stunt not even the action hero governor could pull off.
Remember that you sent me to Sacramento to create action, and now we're creating action, we're cleaning up all that mess.
That was Schwarzenegger in 2004 when he gave the legislature an ultimatum: reform California's beleaguered workers' comp system, or he would ask voters to do so. Lawmakers compromised, and former advisor Rob Stutzman says that shaped what happened next.
The formula worked, and so that it made sense to try to employ that same formula for the next round of reforms.
In 2005, Schwarzenegger demanded reform of the budget process and again threatened to go directly to the ballot if the legislature didn't get on board. This time, there was no political deal. That led to a bitter election where the governor was branded a right-wing ideologue and suffered the first defeat in his short political career.
The bottom line is that we didn't win. We just got to go and now look at the reality of it. This is an adjustment of the shift gears.
That shift was dramatic. Schwarzenegger shifted his focus to issues he could embrace, like global warming. He also went along with a sizable increase in spending, more than $10 billion on his way to re-election in 2006. Ever since, Schwarzenegger has vacillated between calling legislators his partners and criticizing them for not doing their job on the budget.
You know, I think most people in the Capitol get whiplash every time they see him because they never know where he's coming from.
Democrat Steve Maviglio was an advisor to both the former Speaker of the California Assembly and before that, the man Schwarzenegger helped recall, former Governor Gray Davis. Maviglio says Schwarzenegger has never mastered the art of persuasion inside the state capitol.
The 120 people who work with him every day in the building have no respect for him, Republicans and his own party, less so than Democrats.
But it's also possible Arnold Schwarzenegger played into the hands of California's political establishment. That's the assessment of Joe Cansamilla, a moderate Democrat and former state assembly member.
He just simply got overcome by trying to take on too many things too quickly and underestimating the strength of the forces that were arrayed against him.
Now, Schwarzenegger seems to have redoubled his efforts on the current budget crisis as perhaps his last best chance to address the problems that brought him into office in the first place. The governor is now demanding changes to social programs and public employee pension benefits, even though the savings may not be realized until after he leaves office. Last week, he explained why.
My whole life I always fought for things that was about me. My body, my muscles, my career, my makeup, my hair, my this, my that, and all those kind of things, you know, how much money I make and so on. But now this is about something much bigger than me, California. I'm just passing through. I'm one of the guys that passes through here.
That idea that Arnold Schwarzenegger is now just a guy passing through may say it all. Not only about how the job of governor has changed him, but about whether anyone has what it takes to end California's forever cycle of boom and bust. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.